In bhakti, worship becomes illumined. Meditation continuous. The symbols alive. The temple one's home. The scriptures meaning open. Devoted service, the activity of the divine. Happiness full, peace complete, and love reaches its zenith as by self-knowledge the eternal existence of God is realized as one's own. In bhakti, that is like a river, an unbroken current. The bhakta reaches the shoreless, fathomless ocean of being consciousness bliss by dissolution and remains absorbed therein. That in which happiness is full, in which there is no return to illusion, in which peace is perfect and freedom is complete, in which love shines resplendently at its apex, and in which self-knowledge is self-evident, is ceaseless bhakti. The inextinguishable lamp of divine love, by which the darkness and gloom of delusion are rendered non-existent, is ceaseless bhakti. The devotion that illuminates perpetually, like a sun ever risen, and is of the nature of pure consciousness, is ceaseless bhakti. The devotion that reveals immortal being as the only self, in which all identity is absorbed, is ceaseless bhakti. The call of the eternal to itself is ceaseless bhakti, and the answer to this call is ceaseless bhakti. Reciting and singing the names of God, understanding their meaning, and absorbed in the named, the nameless one, is a practice of bhakti. Remembrance and expression of devotion to God or the Guru, immersed in the ineffable, glorious, spiritual joy of God, or the Guru, who is beyond thought, forgetfulness, and remembrance, is a practice of bhakti. Gazing upon the sanctified form of the Supreme as deity or guru, perceiving the invisible with the vision of devotion, is a practice of bhakti. Going to the temple to worship, meditate upon, and realize the Infinite One is a practice of bhakti. Service to the Guru, the temple, and to one's fellow beings, aware of the grace, sacred purpose, and true self, respectively, is a practice of bhakti. Puja, performed for the purpose of worship, filled with devotion, and with the mind entirely focused on the worshipped, the undifferentiated one, is a practice of bhakti. Ignorance vanishes, illusion dissolves, bondage is removed, and suffering ends. Such is the power of bhakti. True knowledge becomes one's own and self-evident. Such is the light bhakti. Abidance in imperishable peace, full of bliss, shines as direct experience. Such is the result of bhakti. The way becomes clear. The path is followed free of deviation. The spiritual instruction is comprehended. The capacity to realize is manifested. And the goal, which is perfection, is found to be of the very nature of the ever-existent self. Such is the magnificence of bhakti. All differences disappear. All doubts are removed. All sorrows are overcome. All fears dissipate. All desires are fulfilled. And even death loses its grief. Such is the promise of bhakti. Life's purpose is attained. The serenity of reality is found. True being is revealed, and the eternal remains. Such is the realization of bhakti. The self alone exists and is real. This is ever so. This is ever so. Self-known is Parabhakti.